Welcome to today's session. In this session, we will be discussing a publication by the World Economic Forum and its chief executive founder, Klaus Schwab. Today's subject matter is, now is the time for a great reset. Going backwards in time to the year 2020, the World Economic Forum put forth this paper. What we want to do briefly is take a look at what is being prognosticated and communicated in this paper. COVID-19 lockdowns may be gradually easing, but anxiety about the world's social and economic prospects is only intensifying. There is good reason to worry. A sharp economic downturn has already begun, and we could be facing the worst depression since the 1930s. But while this outcome is likely, it is not unavoidable. Of course, it's not unavoidable. The United States is on its way towards an economic disaster and collapse of great magnitude. The country is more than $26 trillion in debt. This generation and the generation after this generation and the generation after that will still be born into debt because of the mismanagement and corrupt and deceptive practices of the social engineers and financial and economic architects that have rolled out the currently used system. For those who wish to understand the fractured, worthless economic system that the United States is under and operating in, they should take a look at The Creature of Jekyll Island. Anyway, the article goes on to say, to achieve a better outcome, the world must act jointly and swiftly to revamp all aspects of our societies and economies, from education to social contracts and working conditions. Every country from the United States to China must participate, and every industry from oil and gas to tech must be transformed. In short, we need a great reset of capitalism. We need a great reset of capitalism. What is the World Economic Forum doing about the coronavirus outbreak? Responding to the COVID-19 pandemic requires global cooperation among governments, international organizations, and the business community, which is at the center of the World Economic Forum's mission as the International Organization for Public-Private Cooperation. Since its launch on March 11th, the forum's COVID action platform has brought together 1,667 stakeholders from 1,106 businesses and organizations to mitigate the risk and impact of the unprecedented global health emergency that is COVID-19. The platform is created with the support of the World Health Organization and is open to all businesses and industry groups, as well as other stakeholders aiming to integrate and inform joint action. As an organization, the forum has a track record of supporting efforts to contain epidemics. In 2017, at our annual meeting, the Coalition for Epidemic Preparedness Innovations, CEPI, was launched, bringing together experts from government, business, health, academia, and civil society to accelerate the development of vaccines. CEPI is currently supporting the race to develop a vaccine against this strand of the coronavirus. There are many reasons to pursue a great reset, but the most urgent is COVID-19. The most urgent is COVID-19. He says, there are many reasons to pursue a great reset, but the most urgent is COVID-19. Why is that? COVID-19 has been nothing but an instrument used to transform and accelerate the digitization of society. Also, to catapult us into a more electronically, digitally surveilled environment, building over us a canopy of digital tyranny and unveiling a draconian system of scientific dictatorship. An acceleration of the rollout of the beast system. Anyway, let us go on and see what else Klaus has to say. Having already led to hundreds of thousands of deaths, the pandemic represents one of the worst public health crises in recent history. And with casualties still mounting in many parts of the world, it is far from over. This will have serious long-term consequences for economic growth, public debt, employment, and human well-being. According to the Financial Times, global government debt has already reached its highest level in peacetime. Well, you don't have to worry about peacetime anymore, because now we're getting ready to possibly move into wartime. The best way to make money. So we must keep a careful eye on what is taking place between Russia, Ukraine, NATO, the USA, and its allies. And right now, it's not looking too good at all. Moreover, unemployment is skyrocketing in many countries. In the United States, for example, 1 in 4 workers have filed for unemployment since mid-March. With new weekly claims far above historic highs, the International Monetary Fund expects the world economy to shrink by 3% this year, a downgrade of 6.3% points in just 4 months. All of this will exacerbate the climate. All of this will exacerbate the climate and social crises that were already underway. Some countries have already used the COVID-19 crisis as an excuse to weaken environmental protections and enforcement. And frustrations over social ills like rising inequality, U.S. billionaires' combined wealth has increased during the crisis and are intensifying. Left unaddressed, these crises, together with COVID-19, will deepen and leave the world even less sustainable, less equal, and more fragile. Incremental measures and ad hoc fixes will not suffice to prevent this scenario. We must build entirely new foundations for our economic and social systems. Listen, one of the Luciferian chief priests of social engineering is telling you, once again, we are going to shape and mold your world. Because you are not intelligent enough yourself to do so. The level of cooperation and ambition this implies is unprecedented. But it is not some impossible dream. In fact, one silver lining of the pandemic is that it has shown how quickly we can make radical changes to our lifestyles. You see, social engineering at work at its best. They were able to psychologically alter and change and rearrange the behavior of the masses through the pandemic and the mandates that followed it and the fear propaganda campaign that surrounded it. Almost instantly, the crisis forced businesses and individuals to abandon practices long claimed to be essential, from frequent air travel to working in an office. Likewise, the population has overwhelmingly shown a willingness to make sacrifices for the sake of health, for the sake of health care, and other essential workers and vulnerable populations, such as the elderly. The elderly were exterminated in this pandemic, plandemic agenda. They were exterminated systematically and still are being exterminated systematically. Just to throw that in there. Let New York be a lesson to you. Let Andrew Cuomo and his decision making be a lesson to you. And many companies have stepped up to support their workers, customers, and local communities in a shift toward the kind of stakeholder capitalism to which they had previously paid lip service. Clearly, the will to build a better society does exist. Let me repeat that. Clearly, the will to build a better society does exist. Oh, to build back better? You see, build back better is intimately connected to the vision of the World Economic Forum. Clearly, the will to build a better society does exist. We must use it to secure the great reset that we so badly need. That will require stronger and more effective governments. Though this does not imply an ideological push for bigger ones, and it will demand private sector engagement every step of the way. The Great Reset agenda would have three main components. First, would steer the market toward fairer outcomes. Let me say that again. The Great Reset agenda would have three main components. The first would steer the market toward fairer outcomes. To this end, governments should improve coordination, for example, in tax, regulatory, and fiscal policy, upgrade trade arrangements, and create the conditions for a stakeholder economy. At a time of diminishing tax bases and soaring public debt, governments have a powerful incentive to pursue such action. Moreover, governments should implement long overdue reforms that promote more equitable outcomes. Depending on the country, these may include changes to wealth taxes, the withdrawal of fossil fuel subsidies, and new rules governing intellectual property, trade, and competition. The second component of a Great Reset agenda would ensure that investments advance shared goals, such as equality and sustainability. Here, the large-scale spending programs that many governments are implementing represent a major opportunity for progress. The European Commission, for one, has unveiled plans for a 750 billion euro, which is 826 billion US dollars, recovery fund. The US, China, and Japan also have ambitious economic stimulus plans. Rather than using these funds, as well as investments from private entities and pension funds, to fill cracks in the old system, we should use them to create a new one that is more resilient, equitable, and sustainable in the long run. This means, for example, building green urban infrastructure and creating incentives for industries to improve their track record on environmental, social, and governance ESG metrics. The third and final priority of a Great Reset agenda is to harness the innovations of the fourth industrial revolution to support the public good, especially by addressing health and social challenges. During the COVID-19 crisis, companies, universities, and others have joined forces to develop diagnostics, therapeutics, gene-altering therapeutics, and possible vaccines, establish testing centers, create mechanisms for tracing infections, and deliver telemedicine. Imagine what could be possible if similar concerted efforts were made in every sector. Klaus Schwab goes on to say, "The pandemic represents a rare but narrow window of opportunity to reflect, reimagine, and reset our world." I repeat, Klaus Schwab said, "The pandemic represents a rare but narrow window of opportunity to reflect, reimagine, and reset our world." The COVID-19 crisis is affecting every facet of people's lives in every corner of the world. But tragedy need not be its only legacy. On the contrary, the pandemic represents a rare but narrow window of opportunity to reflect, reimagine, and reset our world to create a healthier, more equitable, and more prosperous future. A future in which the Malthusians desire you not to be in. And this concludes today's article from the World Economic Forum concerning the Great Reset and the Fourth Industrial Revolution. Now is the time for a Great Reset. And this publication was released in the year 2020. At the very beginning of the plandemic. Till next time. Shalom Aleichem.